Yes. Good morning. Mark and I have been hard at work creating the healing regimen. Now, in this chapter, we are going to delineate for you the protocols of healing. Those of you who wish to balance your physical bodies using my teaching, we'll have it all spelled out for you. Now to the matters at hand. I would like to speak for a few minutes on a topic that is extremely important. It is urgent. Currently, at this moment, in your West, in the USA, in parts of Europe, in your United Kingdom, there is a contest for the control of the human consciousness, really. Now Mark knows, for I have told him of these new technologies, that there exists electronic means for the control of the human mentality. Now your world governments are already using these technologies, and they account for what has been called the great apathy that affects so many of you in this time frame. And so to this degree, you cannot be held responsible. And yet, now that you know this, it is your responsibility to break through that shall we say, electronic barrier and once again experience yourself as an empowered human being. These are man-made technologies, and they can be circumvented through man's will. No, I use the term man in a generic sense. I do not wish to offend women. It is a matter of focus in the moment. In a way, those of you who are on a path of awakening are engaged in a similar venture. Waking up, piercing the veil of the ego intellect, allowing the soul self to come through. So many of you are well-versed in the techniques of awakening. We will let that go for now. In a related issue, there is a great election on the horizon for you in the USA. And as I've stated before, the results of this reckoning will set the stage for further developments or regressions insofar as your soul's evolution is concerned. So it's very important that you, in a sense, vote your soul's intent. In this way, the spiritual practice becomes a political act. I will let that go for now. Some other items that Mark and I have been discussing recently as we seek to create our third book in a timely way. What, in essence, is physical life in the third dimension? Now the answer is spirit, what we are calling spirit ideation, and the assemblage of energy bodies. That represent, again, every thought, every notion, every image conceived, by consciousness. And so these idea constructs assemble. They join in the pre-manifestation realms. What some of you call the planes, the astral planes. Names are not important. Where they exist as potential reality constructs. The blueprints for your physical reality in the third dimension and other dimensions. So that when you are discussing a subject such as human health and disease, what you are truly talking about are gestalts of consciousness. Your entire medical model, your system of, in quotes, healing, is based on gestalts of consciousness. And the disease process, again, your term. It's a form of dance that you are engaged in with your healthcare provider, your doctor, the people in the hospital, members of your soul family, and these gestalts of consciousness that you might call the common cold, and various diseases. So that these gestalts of consciousness, let us say the common cold, is continually supported by the idea constructs submitted by those of you who are, in quotes, catching a cold. You are truly, literally creating the cold within your consciousness. And then you are relying on these gestalts of consciousness to transmit the relevant information in the form of symptom generation into your mental environment so that you can create it within your physical body and then experience the symptoms. So these diseases of yours exist first as an idea. And so the process, Mark enjoys the process of healing is truly a system of, shall we say, realignment, where you disempower the energies of the gestalt of consciousness with whom you are communicating on matters of cancer, shall we say. And you empower the gestalt of consciousness that you wish to feed you information, images, with regards to balancing and healing physical systems, for want of a better word. So it is a tuning in and a tuning out, to use the metaphor of the radio and the antenna that we enjoy in these discussions. Now I'm encouraging Mark to use these new strategies of ours in his own attempts at self-healing. And as he does, I trust that he will relate to you his findings. Now on to other matters. Predictions. Are a very popular pastime in your mass media and the noted psychics. Predict what will happen to certain people Insofar as the great questions of life are concerned. I often remind Mark and our clients that we see that this type of prophecy is entirely within your abilities as a average human with average intelligence, let's say. But it's simply a matter of attempting these contacts with those who have made their transition, for example. Or in matters of predicting future events with projections of consciousness into future dimensions. Again, this is all very elementary. Now, I've just transmitted a holographic insert for your enjoyment. I'm attempting to help you to fine-tune your intuitive faculty so that you will not be overcome by the fear and misery that is being generated purposely in your waking environments. So this human intuition of yours is in a sense, a doorway to the divine. The divine in this case, meaning all that is. And so you are receiving it. Now. There is a level of ecstasy that is quite pleasurable for you. This is your birthright. You did not enter physical reality to experience non-stop fear. Truly, you are here to experience the opposite, which is this ecstasy that you can sense if you simply relax and remember. This is how it feels to be in the time in between lives. And this is how it feels to be in your home dimension, the post-transition environment. Unconditional love is the preferred sense of emotional experience. ideas of terrorism, aggression, and territoriality. Are let go. Indeed, this is how you do it. You cast off these ropes that bind you to your authority figures. In a sense, it is a gesture of liberation to experience this ecstasy just below the surface. Know that it is always there for you. Mark is reminding me that I should say a few words about our seances. These are joyous events. Now in your culture, particularly at this time of year, these sort of projects are given a negative spin, and that it should be scary and should be filled with apprehension in some way, that it should be a bloody endeavor. In the true seance, the opposite is true. As I said, in the home dimension, in the afterlife, your friends and family members are enjoying their experiences. They have the ability to create whatever they wish in these multi-sensory holograms, in which they experience replays of events from their past incarnation, or created suppositions of what may happen in their next voyage into physical reality. These are pleasurable pursuits. And so we will proceed with our seances with the respect and joyful anticipation that they deserve. Now I sense from my perspective that there are some of you in the audience who may have some emotional baggage with regards to these issues. Talking with friends and family in the afterlife. Let me say to you that, again, all you need do is relax and remember the pleasure of existing in a world where there is only loving understanding, and some of you are getting it as we speak. This is excellent. now Mark is telling me that it is time to end our little discussion, and so I say good afternoon to you.